101.5, 80s, 90s, and now in our celebrity insider, A. Wood, joining us in studio.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, yes, I got some good stuff.
For new Tad and Melissa listeners, A. Wood walks off the set. A. Wood's not her real name. She works in the industry, unlike other reporters in town that you hear.
That's
she
right.
has the inside scoop first. So, A. Wood, what's going on?
I am really in the mix. Well, Felt is almost done. They're pretty much wrapped up, which means Tony Goldwyn won't be back in the city for a while.
Aww.
But when he was here, he had one of his last meals at Gun Show, which I love because I love Chef Kevin Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he was, looking oh so cute and dapper in a really cute little gray t-shirt and his jeans. I don't know what he ate, but who cares?
I mean, listen to this voice going. She sounds like producer Jeremy when she's like, I'm sorry. I keep giving him crap.
My voice cannot
I'm
go that high. My voice cannot get as high as Jeremy's. I promise you it can't. But they're almost done. And, of course, Felt is the movie starring Liam Neeson and Diane Lane, who also hung out while they were in town. And that's about Deep Throat, Watergate, all that. And
mm-hmm.
so it's going to be good. And that's the one that, again, Liam Neeson does not look like we usually see him. He's not like in superhero save the day mode.
He's leaner, gray. Yeah.
Old
school. But still, he's such a good actor. It's going to be great, whatever
amazing,
he does.
Amazing. He looks really good. If you can take a paperclip and some gum and build a house, guess what? MacGyver is coming back.
Cool. Is it a TV show or a movie?
TV show.
Really?
Not going to be one of those crappy knockoff movies that we've already seen.
Right.
This is like the real MacGyver series coming back.
Huh.
And where are they going to film it? Right here in the A, starting in July. And once again, producer Jeremy and Tad and I can go out for it because they need extras of all types, all ethnicities, all shapes and sizes. Bam, we're in.
It's our celebrity insider, A. Wood, here to tell us where the stars are hanging out in Atlanta.
So you know how The Walking Dead's always up in Sonoya, and that's, by the way, that's where they're filming this week. If you happen to be up there seeing your little zombie friends, you know why. But listen, the executive producer of the show and Norman Reedus have come together, and they are opening a restaurant. Nick and Norman's. It's going to be on Main Street.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of buzz for this. I know that our own Trip West actually has been there. He went there this week, so... And
had a burger?
I don't know what he had, but he said he enjoyed it. He said the wait was a little long because I think there's a lot of, you know, attention to
yes.
it. And he said, give it some time. But I do think, the decor, I'm sure, is going to be really cool.
I hear it's sort of like 30s throwback old American diner sort mm-hmm. of decor. So I can't wait to see it. But more importantly, I can't wait to taste.
Right.
Delivery, maybe?
Norman Reedus or the food?
Either one.
He's got to make an appearance at the restaurant every night. He has to be the guy that walks around each table, like a lot of local owners
this
do,
is true.
To
this
say,
is true.
How's the food? How you doing? You know?
Which also begs the question, does that mean that he probably is not the one that got killed? Because then how weird would it be for him to be here, walking around in his restaurant, but then again, he'd have more time to walk around
this,
the restaurant.
Could he make some money off the restaurant if he's not on the show?
If he's not on the show.
But surely, that's their money maker.
No, it can't be. It can't
be him.
He can't
be the one.
It can't be him.
A. Wood, thank you so much. Happy Friday.
All right, back to set I go. Happy Friday to you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Imagine Norman Reedus goes around table to table asking them how they thought their dinner was with his bow and arrow in hand.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
his
burger
crossbow
was
on his back.
Excellent,
it was fine.
Sir.
It was fine.
Thank you very much. Yes, it was delightful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.